All right, we're going to kick off our media availability here with Martin Truex Jr. But before we get started, I'd like to introduce Earl Krause from the Eastern Motorsports Press Association.
Thank you very much, Matt. Good morning. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Pocono Raceway. One of the organizations that Pocono Raceway has always supported is the Eastern Motorsport Press Association. It was founded in 1970 with the purpose of increasing the relationship between the media, both writers and photographers, and all the racetracks, both locally and nationally. And one of the great things that EMPA has done over the years is the awarding of special honors to various drivers, again, on the local and national level. And what's nice about it is it's done by our membership, which now numbers about 200. And this past year, as happened in 2016, the Eastern Motorsport Press Association, all the members voted Martin Truex Jr. as our National Driver of the Year. And to tell you more about this very special award and about the organization, we'll turn it over to our president, Dino Oberto. Dino?
Earl, thank you very much. And it's always an honor to be able to do something special like this. And as Earl mentioned, through the membership that we vote on at our annual convention, which takes place in January, and to all you media guys out there that may not be part of this group, we do have applications in the back. We certainly welcome you to take a look at that, and we would love to have you on board with us. We look at all the storylines that happen throughout the year and try to come up with the best that we feel is worthy of such an honor like this. National Driver of the Year, Northeast Driver of the Year, and there's other special awards, as Earl mentioned, that go about. Never before in the nearly 40, almost 50-year history of the EMPA has one driver won back-to-back national titles. So, Martin, it's quite an honor and quite a pleasure once again to award you with the Eastern Motorsport Press Association National Driver of the Year Award.
Thank you, Martin.
Pleasure. Well, that's nice. That's quite an honor, obviously. You know, to win it 2 years in a row is really special. This is an award that I've followed closely through Area Auto Racing News, growing up racing. Mm-hmm. You know, following that that paper, and a lot of great champions have won this. So it's a great honor to be here to receive this award, and I want to thank both of you guys, all your members, and everybody that voted on this, and hopefully we can go for the three-peat.
What's very nice, too, with Martin Truex Jr. is, of course, his connection to this area is New Jersey. He grew up racing at Wall Stadium, as did his dad and uncles, and the family is very close to Wall Stadium and Pocono Raceway, and this is one of your home tracks.
One
I know you have a lot
tracks.
Of fans cheering
it's
for
one
you.
One of them.
Yep.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, Martin. A pleasure as always.
Thank you.
Martin,
right.
Again, thank you. Congratulations. Good luck this weekend, and we'll see if you can go for that three-peat. So,
thank
great.
You,
great
thank
job.
You
thank you very much.
Great job, Martin.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, and we'll move ahead with our media availability here with Martin. So, Martin, obviously coming off of a strong run last week in Charlotte, a great charge late in the race, but now moving ahead here to Pocono, this has been a strong track for you guys at Furniture Row Racing. It was the site of your first win with the organization and the organization's second victory here in the Cup Series. What does that kind of mean for you guys heading into this weekend, you know, particularly where your program is at coming in? Seems like you guys have a lot of speed. You know, what's your outlook for the weekend?
Yeah, I really like coming up to Pocono. It's a beautiful part of the country, and you know, like we mentioned earlier, one of my home tracks. So always fun to come up here, and got some friends up here. Got some good fishing holes to go to after practice is over. So I honestly really love this area, and this racetrack's been really good to us too at Furnace Row Racing. So had some really strong runs, got our first win here together, and it's been overall, I feel like, one of our stronger tracks. So excited about the weekend. Thought we had a good practice this afternoon. Albeit short, it was very productive, and looking forward to qualifying this afternoon. So I feel like really all season long we've been right there. We've been in the top five, I think, every race but one that we haven't had a problem in, and so that's been really promising. And just working to, you know, trying to find a little bit that good luck fortune we had last year. Seems like we've had quite a bit more things to battle through. The consistency, just you know, we've had some bad luck along the way, and we've had some trouble on pit road here and there, and just seems like things haven't really gone our way, but we've found a way to battle back and get great finishes. So really proud of the team and where we're at, and we'll just keep digging, hopefully have a shot at winning this weekend.
All right, we'll open things up to the floor here, and we'll start with Jerry and then go to Claire.
Jerry Jordan, kicking the tires.net, PRN. Looking back to last weekend, you know, pretty dominant in that race, but how frustrating was that last pit stop?
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. You know, you come in, you pit, and when they're done, you go back out. I mean, there's not a whole lot I can do about that. So we definitely lost a little time there, but, you know, at the end of the day, it didn't cost us the race. It just cost us a little bit of time. So, yeah, I don't know if we would have had anything for the 18 last week if we could have, you know, got close to him. But, you know, that's something we'll never know. But we definitely need to clean things up. And the guys are working hard, and they've really done a nice job here the last couple weeks. They had a really tough stretch. They had a couple races where they really struggled. And, you know, they've been working really, really hard, and they're definitely committed to our team. And you know, they like what they do. They love being part of our team, and they're working hard to get things fixed and more consistent. So, yeah, we'll just see where it goes. But, you know, as a driver, you just drive your butt off, and, you know, when they have problems, there's nothing you could do but try to make up for it. And, you know, luckily last week we were able to do that.
And we'll go to Claire next.
Claire B. Lang, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. And it was like Martin Truex Jr. Day in New Jersey. And you come back here and you think about, as you just received this award, racing in this part of the country, what it was like for you growing up, you know, as you catapult to today. And also, you think about this racetrack and the first time you ever came here, or you ever thought about it, or you ever visited this track.
Oh, first time I came here was in the 80s. It was for a race, modified race of champions. So they raced on the front straightaway. You know, they had, I guess they made a turn to come down pit road. I can't even remember how the track was. I just know it was part of the front stretch, and part of the track was a lot smaller than the big track. So, yeah, I remember coming here as a young kid. I don't even know how old I was. It was sometime early 80s. So been coming here a long time, and, you know, it's definitely a special track. And you know, yesterday was a big day. It was fun to go home, to go to the state capitol and meet the governor and get the proclamation that yesterday was MTJ Day in New Jersey. I mean, it's just crazy to think about. It's crazy to think about things like that and where we've come to in such a short amount of time. It feels like just yesterday, you know, I was living up there working, building race cars and racing for fun and thinking, you know, yeah, maybe someday somebody will hire me to drive for them. And, you know, here we are not that much further down the road with a championship and all the things that have come along with it. It's been quite amazing, quite an amazing journey. And it was fun yesterday just to get to go back home. And, you know, and after the Capitol visit, I had to do some work in my hometown. So it was fun to go back there and see my parents and hang out at the house and took a boat ride with my best friend. So just to get back up there again and kind of celebrate that day and what was going on yesterday and all we've accomplished was really, really, really special for me. And I actually went to Atlantic City, went to the docks for our commercial fishing fleet, the family business, got on the boat that I worked on back in, you know, the late 90s, just finishing up high school and all that, that boat that I worked out in the ocean on. And just talking about, you know, things like that, it was quite a day. So something I'll remember for a long time for sure.
All right, we'll go to Zach.
Zach Sterniolo, the Pocono Record. Martin, you talked about the fact that you're trying to find that kind of good luck and fortune that you had from last year. At this point last year, you had two wins. Obviously, right now you have the one this year. You went on a big tear at the end of last year to get that championship. Do you feel like that's something that could come out of the second half of this season? Is it too soon to tell?
Oh, absolutely, I do. I mean, I feel like we're right there. You know, I think if you look at last year, we had two wins at this point in time. One of them, we may or may not have been the best car. You know, so, I mean, I think if you look at it right now, with some of the bad luck we've had with the blown tires and get caught up in a few wrecks here and there, aside from that, we've been right up front every single week. I know we haven't been leading the laps that we did last year or winning the stages, but it just seems like last year things were just rolling. You know, they were just rolling our way, and it seemed like we couldn't do anything wrong. This year it's been a lot tougher, but I feel like performance-wise and making the right decisions and, you know, getting the job done under pressure, all those kind of things, I feel like we've done a really, really good job at, and we're right there, really not far off where we were last year. So it's amazing how different your results can be when you feel like you're kind of, you know, doing the same job. But that's just racing, and that's kind of how it goes. So I think, you know, for me, I feel good about where we're at. I think that we definitely have a little bit more room for improvement this year as far as, you know, figuring out some things with our car and just being a little bit more dialed in when we get to the racetrack. I feel like we've been off just a step where we unload on weekends, and it's kind of got us playing catch-up a little bit more than we did last year. So we're still kind of working on that. But overall, I feel really good, you know, about where we're at, and we just need to kind of have a little bit more momentum on our side, so to speak. It's hard to really explain, but we're right there, and we'll keep digging, and, you know, a lot of top fives this year. So that's really where you want to be. You want to be running the top five. You want to have some wins, but – yeah, I feel good about where we're at, and hopefully when the playoffs come, we'll be, you know, getting the job done and hopefully being able to win some races again.
All right, we'll go over here to the left, and we'll go to Ree up front.
Yeah, Bob Capasso, BRC 13. This used to be a 500-mile grind. Now it's 400 miles, and it's stages. How different is it driving the races now here at Pocono than it was the 500 miles?
I don't know if I ever ran a 500 here, to be honest with you. Obviously, it must not be that much different if I did, because I can't remember it. But I think the stages are the big thing. You know, that's really what's changed the racing, especially at tracks like this, where we could get into long green flag runs, fuel mileage races, that kind of thing. It's definitely made the strategy a lot more straightforward for the crew chiefs, but there's still that option, right? There's still options for, you know, fuel mileage and strategy here just because the track's so big and you can kind of run it like a road course, so to speak. So it's definitely unique in that regard. But, you know, as far as behind the wheel, I mean, it's, you know, all these races are long. You're always just focused on, you know, what do we got to do to be in best position at the end? And I think most drivers in the series are, you know, pretty comfortable running 400, 500, 600 miles.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service. Was it nostalgic to be back on the boat, or was it more like, I'm really glad I'm not on the boat anymore?
It was both, a little bit of both. It was very nostalgic, and, you know, that particular boat is very special to my dad because it was his actual first boat he ever built. So it's just, it's a cool story. His first boat, I got to work on it. It's still in service, still working each and every day, but just to go in there and to look at it and just feel the memories of what it was like, how much time I spent on there, how much I didn't like it, and then just so many things haven't changed in that business. You know, that boat's the same. It looks identical. There's so many things in it that are still the same, and it just reminded me of how fast time really goes by, because it felt like just yesterday I was out there working on that thing. It's crazy.
Yeah, we'll go to Jeff.
Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com. Nate Ryan, in his column this week, he wrote that last year at this point, you had 16 playoff points, but right now Kyle Busch has 25 and Harvick has 24. So they're like significantly ahead of the pace you were on, and you obviously went on to have a huge amount going into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Are you concerned at all that two of the playoff spots for the final four might be essentially clinched before like it even gets going?
I don't know. I mean, I can't answer that. No, it's, you know, there's a lot of so many races left to go. You never know what can happen. You know, I think for us, we obviously want more playoff points. We don't have as many as they do, so we want to be first in that. But we've had some trouble this year, like I said. So it's definitely, you know, it's not the position anyone wants to be in, you know, being behind that by that many points. I know those guys have to feel really good about how many they have. I do know that it was – it made us really sleep a lot better at night during those weeks of coming into elimination races and things last year. So for sure it makes things a lot easier. But I think if you look back at it, we never even had to use any of our bonus points. If you look back at the points throughout the playoffs, we never relied on any of those. We raced our way through just like somebody would have that had zero to start with. So it's not the end of the world. I think it's quite possible that those points are a little bit overrated, unless you have trouble. If you have a bad race or two, they can really save you. But if you're consistent like we were last year, you really don't need them. So I don't know. I think everybody would like to have them if they had the option, but they're hard to get, that's for sure.
All right. Any more questions here on the floor for Martin? Nope.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Martin.